praise right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I want to talk to you about midnight. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about midnight. I want to talk to you about Zion. And we are going to focus on examine yourself. Examine yourself. Why don't you say to yourself, tell yourself, speak to yourself, I will examine myself.
I will examine myself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul said that. See whether you're in the faith. Examine yourself. See whether you be in the faith. Many things that we do are not in the faith. We have drifted away off. The things that we do is not according to the principles of God. That's why I want to talk to you about midnight. In Exodus chapter 12, we speak about the Passover. The Passover. And of course, we understand that this is also the night when Israel left Egypt. When also the death angel Passover was instituted on this night. Because the death angel was coming through Egypt, and God told Israel to kill the sacrifice. And of course, put the blood on the doorpost, the lintel doorpost. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When the death angel see the blood, the death angel will not kill anyone in that house. That's why the blood of Jesus' salvation is very important for your soul. You have to make sure that you're not a church person, that you're not just saved because you feel religiously so. You have to make sure there is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that washed you, that you've been born again by the blood. Because there is no birth given but through blood. Somebody's blood, the Father's blood, hallelujah, gave life to the child. And so the Father's blood having given life to you, you're not of him. You're not of God. And so when I see the blood, when the death angel will pass over you, and so many things happen at midnight. Now midnight signifies darkness. Darkness signifies ignorance, unlearnedness. Ignorance, don't know, confusion, midnight, a time of sleep, a time of unalertness, a time of deadness. Many evil things happen at midnight. Midnight is a dark time of the night, a night in Bible times when certainly everyone was asleep. Certainly everyone respected the night and were done with today and were asleep. So midnight spiritually signifies sleep, signifies drowsiness, signifies dizziness. You're not at your highest level of awareness at midnight. Your body is tired, you're sleepy, or you're sleeping. One of the things that is happening in this dark night is that individually, as God speaks to us, you are being drawn away with your thoughts. You come but you're being drawn away with your thoughts out there. That is the trick of the enemy, to get your mind of where God intended to take you when he saved you. On the mission that God put you on, placed you on when he saved you. For the very reason God had a reason for you when he saved you. He didn't save you to come to church and work out there and see about your future. He has your future. He saved you with a plan for your whole entire life. To give you a beautiful life where you don't have to hustle. Where he promotes you. Being in Christ is a beautiful life. So I see in the spirit where the devil has planted things in your mind to take you away and is taking you away from Christ. You have an ambition, and even the word of God cannot straighten your spirit out to tell you you are being set up by the devil. It is not God. You have an ambition. God told me to do this. God is leading me. God is. Do you know that there is a prince of this world that is highly exalted? Lucifer. Highly exalted in the workplace. Highly exalted in the world. And sadly, being exalted among the people of God. So your life, who's leading your life? Who's dictating your life? Where is your treasure? A basic test. If your treasure is not in the things of God that you pursue, that's first and foremost and only, and everything else works around it, you are deceived. Because God is never going to call anyone out of his kingdom, out of his church, to do anything other than what he has planned. You forsake all to follow Jesus. You forsake all to follow Jesus. The rich young ruler came. Good master, how may I inherit eternal life? He did not ask, how can I be saved? He's talking about the end of all things. How can I, at the end of life, inherit eternal life? What is the answer? What is the answer? I understand I can be good. I've been that. I've done that. I know, I have money. I have a good, great career. I want to know how I'm going to live with Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I want to know how I'm going to live with them forever. I want to know how I can inherit. Jesus answered. He knew what this young man was going to say. I know that. Because he knew that young man knew the law. But he was getting to a point. Sell all that you have in this life and give to the poor. You could spin that many ways. But I've lived that answer. When Jesus saved you, the plan you had for yourself will never fit into Jesus' plan. No, you can fit it in there, make it spiritual. But when Jesus saved you, he called you from everything, all the life you created for yourself. We have all of these philosophies. Well, you see, it's a good thing. Now, I'm a Christian lawyer. I'm a Christian doctor. I'm a Christian I'm a therapist. I'm a Christian accountant. I'm a Christian this. I'm a Christian. God doesn't have any Christian in any of those. God has believers who forsake all to follow Jesus. Examine yourself. The devil has planted many things in our lives, even our work, our jobs, careers, many things in our lives to take us away from God, to take you away from God. And And it's so subtle, you don't even know it, that you've been taken away from God. No zeal, no prayer life, no stir. Don't you understand the danger of that? Don't you understand the danger of that? Or you lie to yourself because you are in church. Do you know the church is one of the ways to hell? The church door. It's in Christ only that you escape hell. It is in Christ. May I submit to you. It is in Christ only that you escape hell. Come into the house of God without Christ as the head of your life, as directed the Holy Ghost as director of your life, you're still lost. In the house, we can't find the head of the house. The head of the house is not there, is not preached, is not exalted. I spoke with someone earlier, and this person was saying how well they're doing spiritually. How well they're doing spiritually. So I know that there was a revival in Palm Beach, and I said, well, did you go to the revival? Oh, no, I didn't go to the revival. Let me show you how you are so deceived. Let me show you how you are so deceived. The Holy Ghost rules a person's life. You don't get to decide. See, all day long, a ride would have never been a true child of God excuse. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost would say to you. Get up. Take the tri-rail to Palm Beach. Find a good bus, go in that area. Let it take you as far as it can go. Get someone to pick you up from there. All of this laziness, all of these excuses, you're going to hell. You're going to hell through the church. The Holy Ghost is not in charge of lazy. I'm showing you an example where you run your own life based on conditions. When the Holy Ghost, when God had someone 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 miles away, young child, not even 16 yet, God would wake me up. He would never send me out of that house unless my chores were done. He was never going to allow me to disrespect my mother and upset my mother to go do anything for him. He had me to prepare, do my chores the night before, or get up early in the morning and do my chores. Sometimes they saw me day breaking, I'm out there washing, scrub board. Probably don't even understand, because Jesus was head of my life. Jesus was the head of my life. He was dictating the righteousness of God, that I may live my life to satisfy God, that I would be ready when the rapture take place. I'd be ready when it comes. God is holy. God is holy. You're not walking with God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is not in charge. Get that bus. Take pride away. Get that bus. Go. Take that bus. I need you. I'll take that car away from you so you can be an evangelist on the bus. But too much pride. Much pride. Now I saw you messing up. Now I don't want you to have any car. I want you to evangelize in the bus. I want you to have a hard time. I want you to evangelize in the bus. I have some people I need you to meet at the bus stop. No, we got money to waste. Uber, Lyft, no, make life easy for myself. Where is the mind of Christ? Where is the Holy Ghost to show you the things that matters to God? So No, I want you to park that car today. I don't want you to park that car. I want you to deliver a message. Now, I want you to go down through the street. I want you to deliver a message. I want you to go there. I want you to preach a message. Too busy. The devil has taken the mind of the young people, making it spiritual. Overwhelm them with what they want to be in. How to make money, how they're going to make money. And God is looking at it happening and saying, it's never going to happen. You're wasting all your time. You're wasting your soul away. It's never going to happen. There's a way to seal it right onto a man. The end thereof are the ways of death, destruction. The devil has set some of us up to be taken away from God. No prayer life. Just come and pretend in the house of God. But God doesn't have your heart. Give me your heart. No fear of God. Examine yourself. Give me help from Zion. I need help from Zion. I need help from Zion. No strength to resist the devil, you just go along. No strength to pray. Just go along. When you get serious with God, when you are serious, you will know. You will know. You will start making, you will start, it will show. Just talking. Nothing to show for it. This is a life of sacrifice. This is a life of sacrifice. No excuses. This is a life. I have to be there. There is a spirit. I hope you're listening. There's a spirit in you that if you can get out of going to church, you will get out of going to church. You need to renounce that spirit right now. If you can stay home, you will do it. You need to renounce that spirit right now. That's a spirit that's taking you away from God. That's a spirit that's a little leaven that will leaven up itself. If you can get away from going to church and get away from the presence of God and the spirit of God, that's danger. That's a red flag right there. You need to be weeping on that one. When your mind is no longer on the church and you're just going through for obligation purpose, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Hallelujah.